East Prairie's city administrator Lonnie Thurmond said only minor damages were sustained to houses and sidewalks. Missy Marshall was awakened at 3:58 a.m. by the earthquake in her Sykeston home. Marshall said the earthquake sounded like a train passing by and rattled doors and windows across town, but no damage was reported to police or city officials. Marshall said this quake, like recent ice storms and floods, is a reminder of the power of Mother Nature and the importance of preparedness.
We have ridden out several quakes, but there's never been any significant damage. It just reminds us that we do need to be prepared, though. Should we have an earthquake that would affect infrastructure in our communities around here or even around us?
In case of emergency, the city of Sykeston has a system set up that sends email, text, and call alerts to registered citizens. States as far away as Georgia felt the rumble. For KRCU, I'm Tina Eaton.